Hello.
Are we here? Are we live on the internet?
Thus far.
Oh, wow.
Thus far.
How long this last?
I don't know. I have a public service announcement.
You have a public service announcement? So we just started.
I know. It's a public service announcement. It comes out at the beginning.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Do you know Christian Ballard?
Okay.
If so, he may be trying to fuck you.
Okay. You know what? I need you to stop. Okay. First off, I'm gonna be throwing out the fucking names like that and shit. I don't think once have I ever thrown out your whole fucking name.
Yeah, you didn't. Yeah. But that's okay.
Have I?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Oh, okay. My bad.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can go ahead and delete that part.
Oh, yeah, no, it's to stay in. Like, of all the things, I've been sitting here just skimming through the whole thing anyway, just so we can see what we can put back on. And all the shit that we've said that's been published, that's not nearly the worst fucking thing that's been said out loud.
Fair enough.
One of my favorite moments that, if we're just going to do a slight highlight reel of what has been said in the past, the McFucky moment was a good one for me.
Yeah, that was David's favorite as well.
I re-listened to that and I was just like, yeah, that legitimately was pretty fucking stupid and pretty damn funny.
It's a good time.
Yeah, that one. The old folks home conversations are always fun, talking about whatever weird shenanigans and pranks that we'll get into.
Oh yeah.
Those were always funny as well. And little, you know, they felt special to me.
I'm hoping that I'll be put out of my misery before I get put into a home.
If you're put in a home with all your friends, you know, can't be.
Yeah, if I'm put in a home with all my friends, fine. The only thing maybe that would be better than being put in a home.
Did I lose you already? Oh, look at that. We're already at the first loss of the day. It's been 2 minutes.
I'm right fucking here, you flappy cunt.
Oh, you're talking now? Look at you.
I've been talking.
Yeah, I couldn't hear what you said.
You're a cunt.
I mean, sometimes.
I said the only thing better than being put in a home with all my friends is being put in a home with a bunch of fucking fake woke motherfuckers.
Maybe it will be both. We can torment them together.
Oh, that'd be fucking awesome.
Like a weird little family.
That'll be awesome.
It'll definitely be something. But, you know, we haven't talked in a while. How are you? How are the things and stuffs?
Kids, good. Life, good. Can't complain.
Good, good, good.
Yep. You, good, how good. Are you?
Other than heartburn stuff, I'm okay. Yeah. Chest is hurting a little bit, but, you know, I need to keep eating better. But, yeah. You know.
McFuckies ain't gonna do it for you, everybody.
Well, you know, I cooked tonight and I made, I probably shouldn't eat the bacon. It might be the grease that's getting me.
Maybe.
Yeah. But I made bacon wrapped chicken. Mm. And then I made some Brussels sprouts.
All right.
Yeah.
It's an oxymoron combination, but all right.
You know.
It'll be naughty and healthy. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like eating a big old double cheeseburger than having a diet Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. Lowered expectations.
Right? Hey, man, that's the title of my autobiography right there.
Oh.
Lowered expectations. But yeah, I know we've, I guess for those who have listened recently, or hell, even in the past, who were listening it like basically when it was coming out, we have missed a lot of time, like a lot of time due to various circumstances in all of our lives. But you know, I guess most of 2020 we were not here. I know there's some episodes, like one episode, two episodes that are 2020 ish.
Yeah.
But like everything else is, yeah, no. 2019, no coronavirus being a thing. No, we weren't even really talking when there were the next election over. We were, you know, still in the middle of Trump. We hadn't even gotten to the point where Trump almost started World War III by assassinating that or hitting that dude with a fucking a drone.
Yeah.
So
like you should have.
No, but
fuck you,
okay.
Soleimani.
Yep, that was it. Was all good decisions made?
Piss
all,
on your all, grave, you crispy critter.
All good decisions made by all those involved. Not even in the slightest, but okay.
Just like your Democratic boy Biden bombing fucking Syria now. I'm sure all those people were mass murdering fuckheads plotting against the U.S.
He was bombing Iran people in Syria, so I'm pretty sure that's
terrible. So they're fair game, I see. So those
I mean that's what he was doing.
People.
Mm. Yeah, because that's what we're making distinctions on. Yeah.
Well, you know. That guy's camp only had one hump in his hump.
I mean, that's the people they got bombed. I'm just relaying the information.
Yep.
So everyone is aware. That's who got bombed.
So
in Syria.
Take away from this little side note as anything, if you're wearing Jesus Cruises and you got a tan, watch the fuck out.
That's fair. That's very fair, isn't it? Oh man. See, I'm afraid. I'm glad that I can do this on my phone from just about anywhere, as long as there's a halfway decent connection. I assume, even though our past has not said that even in the slightest.
That's because you got an Apple phone, nigga.
No, we've already discovered it's because it's T-Mobile. But sure. Right. Well, no, it's either T-Mobile or Apple or one of the two. No, but that's fine. That's neither here nor there. But also at this time, I'm receiving like text messages and message things about Bob's, and I'm like, I don't know if I can get to those without breaking this.
I'm probably sure you would.
Probably sure I would too. Yeah, that's right.
The times that I go dark where you can't hear me, it's because my screen fucking times out.
Oh, see, yeah, okay, that makes sense. That makes sense.
If my screen goes black, if I let it go black, here, I'll do it again in a few seconds. But if I let my fucking screen go dark, I'll time out and you can't hear me.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Like, I also noticed that with in the middle of the ad that we have pre-recorded, which I still think is the dumbest but greatest thing that we've done in a long time, is there's a moment in the middle of the ad where I try to pull up something else on my phone. And in that moment, it cuts off slightly. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anchor's gone through several updates, though, so I don't know if that's changed or not, but I think it's I think it's probably still the same functionality. Though, Anchor was bought by Spotify, so this is still Anchor stuff, but, like, everything is probably going to be right on the Spotify. So, you know, we'll be doing. We're coming for Rogan. That's what we're doing here.
Fuck yeah, Rogan. You better watch the fuck out.
Yeah, we're coming real fast, real hard for that Rogan money. And
I
then,
couldn't even totally compete with that man on a podcast or intellectual level. That dude knows
we just need to be bald. I mean, we have a bald guy. We've got somebody who's already pretty muscular. We just need to be high and have some weird random celebrity start talking about shit. We'll be fine. We've got it.
See, the thing that Jogan.
See, yep. He can also talk right most of the time.
I've known him that long. That's my name for him. So, Jogan.
Oh, Jogan. Okay. Yep. Okay.
You know him like I do.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, because all us honkies know each other. Anyway.
That makes sense.
So, with Rogan, though, like, the one thing that I actually truly admire about his is he can get someone on there that says some preposterous fucking shit to anything he believes, and he can still sit there with a straight face and engage a conversation with him. Like, the Buddhist fucking in that man is just insane. Like, I would want to reach over and just strangle the fuck out of half the people that go on there.
Yeah, I do admire that as well. I think it's his ability to... He is legitimately, while sitting there listening to people talk, he legitimately just kind of wants to understand where their idea is coming from and then understand their point. Yep. So even if it's someone just completely belligerently he's disagreeing with, he's still going to just be like, okay, Sure, that's your point of view. Whatever. He's just kind of trying to go with the flow on it, and then at least attacking the... If he does try to debate or whatever, he kind of just... Oh, excuse me, that's disgusting. Ugh, look at that for raw, uncut footage. He is... He's making good arguments at the same time when he is talking to these people. He's at least listening to the whole thing, and though in normal situations, I'm pretty sure you or I would want to just be like, nope, fuck you. I know there's several topics, like if I just start saying, you know, all guns are bad, or, you know, assault, the AR-15 needs to be banned, or whatever, you know, all ARs, whatever, needs right. to go away, or you start talking about how global warming isn't a thing, I'm pretty sure both of us are just going to go into a blind Twitter feud rage for no apparent reason other than it's stuff that's close, like, you know, it's stuff that's close to us.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, I have a thing for firearms, obviously, and you have a thing for plastic and plants.
But, yes, I have a thing for plastic and plants.
Planets.
Oh, planets, like the one that we're on. Yeah, that's, yes. Yep, I really do just have a real thing for...
Especially that Uranus. I can't get enough of that anus.
I cannot get, not even in the fucking slightest hope.
He fell right into that one, didn't he, Shelby? Yeah, he fucking did.
I'm going to be sad that at some point, if we keep doing this, that I'm not going to be able to do a podcast with you without having some small child screaming. There's going to be a day where there isn't some child just and while I'm doing this, because I like those moments are just delightful to me.
Yeah.
Just fantastic.
Fucking tell him, Shelby.
Happy baby noises. Yeah, you tell your dad that global warming's a goddamn thing. That evil bastard. Hey, look, it's been 12 minutes, and there's only been that one issue of me not being able to hear you, and I'm pretty sure it's because you're...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure my fucking screen went dark.
But other than that, hey, look at that. That's working out real well. Sweet. But yeah, I'm not going to try to pull up the list of things that's happened since we've been off the air, because then the thing's going to break. But, you know, we can go over a quick synopsis of everything. Honestly, that's happened.
I looked at everything on that Wiki 2020 list, and I didn't really see that many interesting things, but it literally just kind of kept fucking repeating itself. Over and over and over.
Yeah, that one is a lot about COVID. Yeah, the Wikipedia one was COVID.
It mostly said COVID this, COVID that, COVID here, COVID there, COVID everywhere. It's just Jesus like, Christ, I got it.
To be fair, COVID really did. It's the most defining thing of, I don't know, century.
Yeah.
I agree.
It changed everything. Yeah. Literally everything.
Yeah.
For everyone. And it's not just like, oh, okay, if you like, but no. Like, on every level throughout our entire society has this changed. Either those that are well off, those are not well off, those that were so well off that they end up, you know, flipping this around, those that were not well off and then were able to capitalize on this situation, though, and it's also created such strange power vacuums and exacerbated issues that we all knew were there, or, you know, were just barely like on the surface, and then just made everything just fucking tenfold worse.
So the fucking Darwinist in me said, yeah, Mother Nature is the great equalizer. And then the cynic in me said Obama and his presidency did it.
I'm sorry, you want to blame this on Obama? And what drugs are you on right now?
Nah, he's the one that fucking made that Wuhan lab in the first place, dude, where all this shit came from.
What crack pipe do you have in that house? What are you talking about? Where is that information coming from?
Online.
Oh, okay. Yep. Internet. That makes sense.
CNN, Fucking all the news networks.
They're stating that Obama created the wet market in which...
No. There is a bio facility in Wuhan, China. Like, I don't know, a couple blocks, I don't fucking know, throw a football, away from said wet market where this shit originated. And there was that professor, what the fuck was it, at Harvard, and then there was somebody in fucking Canada, and somebody used to work for the Chinese government or some shit. Mm-hmm. And it was theorized that the virus came out of the U.S. and then was developed over there. I don't know if there's any fucking truth to it or not, but there's still an awful lot of interesting things about this virus that still kind of resound like a bioweapon to me, at least.
That's, I know a lot of people like that. And then, you know what? Here's the thing. I think we've kind of touched on this one thing before, and which is, or maybe we haven't, but we'll probably touch on it a little bit now.
I think we talked about it at one point in time, but I'm pretty sure it was on the Xbox.
Yeah, it could have been on, well, I mean, not necessarily, well, I guess it's necessarily the point that I'm going to make, not necessarily about this thing, because we have not talked about how this, not in detail, if at all, if I can remember, but where people, it's easier for people, especially when information at this time is so rampant and can be so easily twisted, people are going to gravitate towards things that the more fantastic they sound at times, the easier it is to believe other than something that's simple. It's a lot easier to try to say it's something like some sort of conspiracy against something or someone than just to be like somebody fucked up and ate a bat that was covered in shit from another animal or some bat, you know, like something so benign and simple cannot be the cause for all of this. When in, without a doubt, it actually can.
Yeah. No, I get exactly what you're trying to say. It's no different than talking to the medieval people back in the day, you know, in regards to droughts or crop productions or shit like that. They all wanted to blame it on fucking witches and gods and whatever else.
Right.
What I'm saying is that this virus has an awful lot of interesting properties to it that I don't think could necessarily be excluded from being in a biological weapon category. Other than most biological weapons that are viruses, just fucking kill everything indiscriminately. This one seems to target the undesirables, if you will. The unhealthy, the elderly. It's very peculiar because, like with children, for example, this virus, for all intents and purposes, doesn't really do anything to kids.
That we know of so far.
Correct. That we know of so far.
Which would be devastating that, you know, if something were to happen to kids because of this, because they, you know, carried it or whatever. But that's still neither here nor there right now.
It's still further down the road.
Yeah.
But as of right now, to the best of our knowledge, this doesn't seem to do shit to kids. We had it in our house and literally none of my young kids got sick at all. But then again, nobody in my entire house had a fucking fever. I don't know. It's just as small bodied and fragile immune systems as what young kids have, you know, whether it be to poisons or, you know, anything, you know, they have a more, you know, chance of being dramatically affected, the elderly and the young. But this seems to just float over the top of them, at least as of now that we know. And it's peculiar. That part is very interesting to me.
I mean, yeah, that is. I do also find that interesting. But, like, it goes to, look, if this was going to be some sort of bioweapon that was going to be released onto a population, and it just mishapped and went out into hit everything, you'd think it'd be a lot more deadly. You'd think that it would be a little bit more calculated on what it hits and how it hits. And that, I mean, incredibly transmittable, which was, you know, kudos to whoever made it, if that's the case, which I still do not believe that's the case.
I'm not saying that I necessarily believe that that's the case, but it just like one of those, it's just part of one of those things that make you go, huh. I mean, I was actually watching a documentary that was made back in like 2010. About animals and shit like that. It was about different jobs and whatnot. Might even, I actually think it was on Dirty Jobs. Yes, it fucking was. It was the first year of Dirty Jobs, and fucking he was down in a bat cave, and the word coronavirus got uttered, and I'm like, holy shit, they're telling the future. Yes, 20. Yeah, 2020 was a fucking bitch, I know. I know, fuck 20.
20.
Yeah, 20. There's 20 minutes on my phone, and he's telling me over and over again that 20.
We've been recording for 20 minutes without any real interruptions, unless when we listen to this again, we're being attacked by alphabet aliens, then Yeah, I mean, there's, I guess John Oliver did it pretty well on his last, one of his last episodes last week tonight, talking about the potentiality for the next coronavirus, you know, the next pandemic that might hit, and where that might come from, and how this has been, like, there's been a group of people that have been consistently saying this, that, like, almost to the T about how this one happened, that we, you know, we need to, like, we need to actually learn the lesson from this and then keep the, like, the masks could probably stay on. As much as people hate them, the mask and the 6 feet probably need to stay for a while. We need to be more cleanly just in general. We need to consistently wash our hands. We need to wash, like, you know, air, like, the things that they do on in hotels and airplanes now or wherever, public areas where they just fucking spray out the air and try to kill out all the, like, that needs to happen more often now, just going forward, no matter what. Like, not like coronavirus goes away, whatever, cool, we did it as humanity, yay, but like after that, to make sure that the next one, if it does happen, that it doesn't just exacerbate whatever the leftover effects from the coronavirus is, which is another thing I find very interesting about this whole coronavirus, is that it does not necessarily attack a single thing. It attacks whatever's weakest in you and just fucks it.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you are now, it is still in your system and fucking with you essentially after you've shook it. Mm-hmm. Like whatever your weakest part of you is, it kind of just digs that in. And just like, so one of the guys that's one of the contractors that I know, he's like, yeah, he had it. And he's like, yeah, I didn't really feel anything. I could taste, you know, all that stuff. But like his joints were fucking with him. This guy, not saying any names or who he is, be in the military, jump out of planes and all this shit. He had a few bad lands and, you know, didn't really feel anything. And like, when he's like, hurt a little bit bad. And then fucking coronavirus hit him. He's like, everything. Everything. It's like, oh shit. Oh shit.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's, it straight up fucking wrecks you. I mean, I already told you, but just for the listeners, when I had it, literally, I would fucking, it was like, what was it, 23rd of December, something like that. Everything was cool. Kids came home with a runny nose. Nobody had a fever, no cough, no seeming symptoms of COVID other than just fucking runny nose. And then we went to go have Christmas Eve dinner, and we were cooking all day, and I thought it was weird that we didn't smell the dinner cooking. It was a big fucking ham and au gratin potatoes, and, you know, the house should have been just littered with smell. And, but it didn't click in my head that, you know, COVID had came. And then literally went to go fucking take our first bite. I couldn't taste anything. Wife put more fucking salt in her food. She couldn't taste anything. And I'm like, oh,
yeah, that's got
to
be one
fuck.
Of the weirdest sensations. Excuse me.
It was, literally, I stood up from the table, I pushed the plate away from me, and I'm like, all right, we're going to fucking do this live. And I went out and got fucking 3 different bottles of booze, tequila, Jack, and peach, Crown, just to see if I could taste anything. And literally the Jack Daniels, the peach Crown, all tasted
Jesus
like water.
Christ.
Like I could pick up the I could tip up the bottle and fucking take a big long gulp and not give two fucks. None of that etch-a-sketch after the effect of you take a shot and got to shake it off. You know, no, none of that. And then tequila, I can't stand tequila even if I'm trying to drink. Like, I don't like fucking margaritas. I don't like tequila at all. I couldn't taste it at all. I could drink it the same way that I could my favorite whiskey. And it's like, oh, fuck my life.
Jeez.
Just... Yeah, it was a fucking trip.
I can think on a few moments where I potentially had it and I'm dead when my stepdad ended up having it. Like, I'm pretty sure I had it during that time. I may have had it when I took my trip to Hawaii. I know my mom ended up...
Sorry, Austin. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Not sorry. Kind of sorry, not sorry.
But that's a story for another time, kids.
Yeah, sure, we can get into that story. What was that, March 2021 or 2020? Yeah, we're in March 2021 now.
Yeah.
That's happened.
Yeah, I literally went in fucking lockdown and this motherfucker's been to Hawaii.
I did do that.
But the airfare is so low.
It was just before everything locked out too. It was a good time. It was a good time. I enjoyed myself. It was worth it. Especially thinking about at the time, since we didn't know that much about everything. And then not to mention that, like, a lot of people thinking about it now figured that a lot of it ran through pretty much everybody probably in December anyway. Like, it was already in the United States by then. Trump knew about it in November. Didn't do anything. And then, you know, blah, blah. We can get into all that bullshit later. But, like, it was in the United States essentially in December. It just didn't, like, we didn't think that we would, you know, we were too busy thinking, oh, this can't happen to us. You know. Well, I'm so sorry.
Sorry, kind of pausing. Yeah. She's learning to stand up. And so. Oh, that wasn't even that bad.
Did she fall?
No. Oh, she tumbled. Little baby legs gave out.
Yeah,
she's good now. Corbin, the big brother, you know, just get out of my way, sis.
I got drawers to unfuck.
He's something. He still does that.
It's crazy. I think it's fucking hilarious. I think every story about I just love them. I just love every single one of them. What the fuck is going on in here? That one, I die every time I think about that. I'm so sorry. It's gonna be okay.
Yes, he's not wrong. Yeah, pull my beard. That'll help you.
Quit pulling my beard. Oh, and we lost him. His phone went dark. So I want to take this opportunity just to let you all know. Oh, there he is.
Yeah, I might have to do it. Yeah, I'm here. She's fucking ripping my beard off.
I mean, that's fine.
Anyhow.
You gonna be okay without a beard?
Come sit. Yeah, kind of. It hurts.
Does it, though?
Yeah, it fucking hurts.
Do you really need that beard, though?
Sometimes it's cold here, remember?
That's true. That's right. It's an ice bowl over there.
That's warmed up quite a bit. Fucking, it's supposed to be like in the high 50s for the rest of the week.
I mean, that's not too bad, I guess.
Not too bad. It's fucking t-shirt weather, sir.
Well, excuse me, ma'am. What's your t-shirt weather?
Yes.
In here right now, it is 71.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is comfy.
Whatever you say, Karen.
Sure, because I'm carrying it up right now. You fucking know it. I'm the biggest Karen there is, bish.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
I do think that's one of my favorite things to do in games now is just to decide that I'm going to make my character a Karen. Just because.
Because you can.
Because I can.
Yeah, I've noticed with your Grand Theft Auto character, she kind of reminds me of a black version of what got body slammed outside of Popeyes.
Oh, we're gonna talk about, like, did you listen to the episodes again? I've been like, I swear to God, we've talked about that. Like, I've been listening to that all day today, and we talked about that a lot. That became a reference for a lot.
Yeah. It was a memorable moment, I think, for all parties involved and not involved.
Yeah, it's memorable, but like I forgot that happened slightly, but then again, 2020 happened, and then it just, you know, everything kind of went to poo. Not to mention just like how do you remember things after this? Like I can remember stuff that happened before 2020, but like, hell, I barely remember what what happened in 2020. Just thinking about it, like, what else happened? That's why I had to go through that list, even just myself, just going, but like, oh, that's right. This person died. Oh, right. Okay. So that did happen on that day. Oh, okay. Because there's just so much shit. Yeah. And we were just inundated with so much. Yeah. I mean, the government basically released evidence of UFOs, and we were all just kind of like, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that as well. I was like, oh, look at that.
Yeah,
shit.
Look at that. It's a straight up fucking UFO in the middle of the sky. And that was like 5 years ago. Yeah. Okay. Cool. You know. But, you know, we all got to wear masks now, and people are too busy worried about the fucking 5G going to eat our brains open.
Yeah. Well, the whole mask thing, I think, is kind of interesting. I'm like, you know, you could literally walk into any place right now and rob them, and no one would suspect anything with you walking in because you're already wearing a fucking
mask. That's true.
Mask.
I mean, I did also think that was funny. I've made that joke several times too, like going through a drive-thru or going in somewhere and going, usually in my wearing a fucking beanie and my mask, and be like, usually if I walked into an establishment, they'd have the security on me right now. But no, everyone's just like, this is fine.
Yeah.
This is fine.
Yeah, I find it
even
fun.
With my blonde hair, I'm like, I'm just still brown enough that this is a problem.
Yeah.
You know.
Maybe I should start wearing a Hawaiian t-shirt so we could be on equal.
Oh, so you're going to be a Proud Boy now? Yes, son of a bitch. Jesus Christ. I remember listening back to all that stuff, and like now with the information I have now, or with the information we have now, I'm like, you really want to we talk about Antifa or all this boys all day. All day. Cuz those motherfuckers are scary.
Well, yes. Not really. The thing is, though, is that the fucking Proud Boys or Boogaloo Boys, whatever the fuck they're called,
the fucking AT&Ts. I don't know. We're gonna get sued by AT&T, but who cares?
Fuck them.
There's a bunch of
the head ringleader of that little organization or pack of dipshits actually worked for the fucking CIA or FBI or something like that. And allegedly, it was all under their control, taking out the more volatile individuals that were attracted to said group. They claim that it was all a ruse to bring out the fucking would-be Oklahoma bomber types.
So you cut out a little bit on that. I'm not just fucking with you and saying that. You actually were kind of back and forth on that one. But you're saying that the leader was basically saying what? That they're trying to.
So the leader is a member of either the CIA or the FBI. And in a nutshell, it was always underneath the governing jurisdiction, and kind of like drawing out the would-be Oklahoma City bomber types, the real problems, and prosecuting them to the fullest extent of the law, allegedly. I don't know if there's any merit to that. I haven't seen any arrest records, but the guy claims that, yeah, I worked for blah, blah, blah the entire time, and this is a thing. So, I don't know.
I mean, good. You're very effective at your job. You created a domestic terrorist group. Good job.
See, I still think the ones that are more of a domestic terrorist in that regard would be that black variation of said.
Yep, and they totally stormed the Capitol, didn't they?
No.
They just wanted to. That dude was just talking shit about taking Texas, even though that's not happening. Especially now. Does anybody really want Texas now? It's frozen.
See, honestly, when I heard about all of that, my first thought, firstly, was, God, I hope Max and his family is okay. And then the second thought that I had for that was, fuck, we should have gave him Texas. This would be hilarious.
Oh, damn. I'm sure Max and his family is okay. I think he did say he's okay, but like, yeah.
Yeah, no, he's good. I talked to him. He's good.
I had some other friends out there in Texas, and everything's fine, ish.
You can't put the storming of the Capitol though on the fucking Boogaloos.
Well, I'm not putting it on one particular group, but I'm saying if they're most likely there. I'm not saying that they weren't or they were, but there's a good chance that they were.
Okay. All right. I will agree with you in that the biggest problem and denominator in that situation is they were white, all of them. The other thing is that I will say is that I'm pretty sure it was mostly Antifa members. And my evidence for that is Captain fucking Buffalo Helmet.
Captain Buffalo Helmet is not an Antifa member. He literally called himself Trump shaman. He's a QAnon shaman. He's
No. There's photos of him at a Black Lives rally movement doing the exact same shit, wearing the exact same headgear with the exact same tattoos.
He's been there as a counter protester.
No. He was totally amongst the Black Lives Matter group.
I vaguely remember seeing a news article about this, but it was debunking what you're saying. Like, literally saying that was... literally saying the exact opposite, that these pictures of him in those things were doctored.
I don't know, maybe. I didn't look any further into it. I just kind
of... that would be fucking hilarious that the QAnon shaman decided he was going to go fucking... show up Black Lives Matter shut or be, you know, part of a heat, but he's not.
What?
Yeah.
But still, I know we skipped a bunch of 2020 and got right to that shit. Like, I can't blame that on one group, but like, we can say that asshole fucking caused it, and
I still don't think he caused it. I truly don't. I seriously wholeheartedly come back to it was a gross miscommunication on everyone and everything's part, including all the fucking polls and all that shit. You can't have fucking questions about our voting process. I mean, there already was questions to begin with about Russia and whatever else. You mentioned it ironically earlier talking about a thing with Russia. One of our previous podcasts about the fucking Russian dude with the amputated limbs and shit, and you're like, great, yeah, these people are fucking with
their polls. I remember that one. That was a funny moment.
So there's already enough questionable bullshit with our fucking voting process as it is, but I really think that this was the year that was going to go south one way or the fucking other. And I really think that they should have been proactive and been a lot more open.
I mean, my retort to that is the obvious. It was stated several times over. This has been the safest election we've ever had in the history of the United States. That was told to us by every single federal institution that we have.
All right, but at the same point, you've got the same voting machines that were used in a fraudulent election down in fucking Brazil run by the same fucking company. You've got fucking my home state of Arizona refusing to do a recount or review of the ballots.
I thought they did at least two of them.
Like, no. It's all one big fucking cover up down there. There has been no recount. There has been no, there's been nothing. Not that Arizona would have made a fuck bit of difference. True. My point is that if you already know that people are going to be like, I bet they're full of shit, wouldn't you want to just be like crystal clear, fucking transparent? Like, if the head CEO of where you work came in to observe your shit and you knew it was coming, not like a fucking surprise pop quiz, but like you knew they were coming to check your shit. I mean, wouldn't you be straight as a grizzly's dick? Like, you wouldn't even want a crinkle of toilet paper on the bathroom floor.
I actually be more questioning on why the fuck the CEO wants to check, look what the fuck I'm doing. First off, like, what did I break or what did I do right in your eyes that you are here right now? Or who puffed your dick enough to think that this was a good idea? go away. Like, I'm a different breed, though. I mean, I'm a different breed when it comes to that kind of scenario. But then, I know we're jumping a lot of hoops through 2020 here to get to the capital thing. But look, we've had 4+ years of that man that was our president seeding doubt into the election. 4+ years of him just saying it's rigged. It's rigged. It's fraudulent. It's rigged. If I lose, it's rigged. If I lose, it's rigged. If I lose, it's rigged.
Well, see, Obama was doing the same shit, though, and saying the same shit.
At one point, did Obama ever say, if we lose this election, it's completely rigged? When?
You just said if we lose this erection.
I mean, if I do lose my erection, it's completely rigged. But then, you know what I mean? Like, at what point did he say that? I don't recall any other politician that's ran for president in this country who's been so blatant and has repeated over that much time and said, if I lose this election, this whole thing is rigged. If I win, it's fine. But if I lose, then it's rigged. I cannot recall anyone ever doing that. But if you have someone, whatever the case may be, you still have somebody, even if this was a Democrat, if you have somebody completely seeding in this doubt and have a group of people, a massive group of people that will basically follow your every word.
Like what it was with Hillary when fucking Trump won.
Well, you know what ended up happening? We all kind of went, yeah, that sucks. We need to get rid of him. He needs to go because of all these things. I'm not saying that I didn't think he needed to go, because he did. And we all have obvious reasons for why. We all saw what the fuck happened. And not just with the fucking Capitol thing. Because there's no way in my mind.
What happened? Show me on the doll where the orange man touched you.
The coronavirus would be the biggest evidence for that. You're going to literally get rid of, in the first few years of your presidency. He got rid of the fucking pandemic response within the first few years of his presidency because he felt it was useless, even though everyone told him, do not do that. And yet...
We talked about this.
And...
Well... My retort to that is they have literally been huffing and puffing on this big bad virus is going to come kill you dick now for so fucking long and crying wolf and then stocking up on shit. It was bound to happen that someone would eventually just be like, you know what, that's a waste of fucking money.
Nobody in their right mind would have done that shit. It does not make sense. Especially even if you look at what the fuck, why it was set up, it was to combat Ebola.
Ebola never became a competent
person in office to make sure it didn't.
I still don't think, honestly, it would have mattered if it would have been Democrat, Republican.
If the response was the same, it wouldn't have mattered. But I do not believe I could. It didn't matter if it was Democrat or Republican. My problem is it was Trump. I think just about anyone else would have had a better response to this.
So to point out what you just said earlier in this conversation, you said, in quote, that November, December of 19, yep, COVID was already fucking here. Well, China didn't make a fucking announcement that COVID was a fucking thing until
that announcement till then. But Trump still already had the reports in before then. He got the intelligence work because we have the information stating that he did.
The interview
that he had with that fucking reporter that he did for all that time, that was photoshopped, and that was, you know, that audio was completely faked, sure, not even the slightest. No, what was it, Bob Woodward interviews? Yeah, the Bob Woodward interviews.
I still don't think that it would have mattered, because honestly, the last fucking pandemic that affected this country at any great scale was the Spanish flu. And ever since then, everyone has been just kind of desensitizing themselves to it, or that's not an issue for us right now.
Yeah, that's a shitty way to think of things, especially now what we've dealt with.
Yeah, I agree. You want to know the fucked up part is that it's not going to fucking matter in another, what has it been, 60 years, 80 years? We're going to be back at the same fucking thing, and something else is going to fucking come along, provided
your timeline, if you're just going with the whole, you know, it's every 100 years or so, my worry is that it's much sooner. That the next one, since especially this one came in and essentially not, if we were going to be completely pragmatic about this, it was not very lethal. Though it did, you know, it did take away, I'm not taking away at all anyone's losses whatsoever, because no, that's devastating. It just it probably is. Doing the job that I do, I talk to people all day on the phone about this shit, as well as just through other people in my life, there has been loss. There's unnecessary loss due to this.
Yeah, I had fucking three that I personally know that dropped from this shit.
So, I just want to make it clear that I'm not, like, making light of this or just kind of shoving it off to the rug here. But if you look at the statistics, at the numbers, and I know I said that, like, that when the racist person says, but I'm not, whatever I said that, but... anyways, the numbers aren't that, this virus isn't that lethal. It does weaken people, but it's not incredibly lethal. It's not that, oh, holy shit, this is dropping people everywhere. This is, it's like laying a groundwork for the next thing. And that's what scares me more than anything, is that it exacerbates problems that are already there, and then it makes the potentiality for the whatever comes up next that much worse. And that's what I'm worried about more than anything, is the next one. This one sucked. Very much so. But it could be much worse. And if we're not prepared, if we're not ready, if we don't have the right stuff in place, then it's going to be bad.
I guess what I'm saying is, as a species, we don't learn our lessons from history very well. I
tend to agree. Yeah.
We do for a short period of time, and then we conveniently forget, or it loses its importance.
Yeah, we do. And so, it's shit.
It really doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter what the subject matter is, whether it's fucking the Dust Bowl shit, not having cover crops, to the way farming
goes on right now is pretty bad, just on all levels for me. I agree on that one.
Yeah, we don't learn our lesson as a society or as a population. We're always willing to make an exception here or there to save a buck or to make a buck. So I guess what I'm saying is I don't really have faith in humanity that we ever learn our fucking lessons.
I want to be more hopeful. I want to be more hopeful, and I hope that I am proved right on my hopefulness on humanity itself, and that we can learn lessons and make choices. It's just and like actually allow what is right to actually take the thing. Recently, I heard a line. It was from a song that has really like piqued my interest when it comes to a few things, and it's. No, fuck your Tom McDonald.
Was it by Tom McDonald?
No, it's a song by Anderson .Paak, but it's a line from Twelve Kali. It's just not necessarily a throwaway line, but just a little line. It's just like, you know, he's basically talking about rapping and all that shit. He's like, my job is to make the revolution irresistible. And I've been thinking about that line just because it's such a... The way that we communicate to each other and the way that we debate nowadays is completely ass backwards, because now we're constantly trying to, instead of just, if you are right, then it should just happen that way naturally, correct? We as human beings have allowed, like, if this is the things, if this is correct, if this is right, it will eventually get to that point, though there is a struggle that sometimes does not need to be. You know, it will it will. And when we do these things, we should be making the next step irresistible. There should not be a doubt or in anyone's mind. Like, I don't understand recently why Texas and Mississippi both decided, you know what? Everything's fine. Everything's fair game. We're open. Like, especially after everything that's happened in Texas. Yeah. I don't know if Mississippi, we can't really remember. I don't even know if Mississippi got affected by the weather change or anything like that, or the big fucking ice bowl. But like, I'm pretty sure they did. But like, why would you do that? What, I mean, other than just obviously distracting from the moment of a colossal fuck up when it comes to everything that happened, but like opening up dead middle of this, are you kidding me? Like, it's not nearly over. We all know that it's not nearly over. The vaccine's coming out and that's great. I mean, we're all still learning the potential side effects of it and what this looks like moving forward. It's still not even out to a sizable enough portion of the population to even consider herd immunity. So, like, what are you doing? I get you want to get things back to normal. Everybody fucking does.
Yeah. Well, Iowa did the same shit. I mean, you're not required to wear masks anywhere around here anymore. We, as far as the shit being open is concerned, it's been open. Like, they did away with the, you know, extra days off from school, COVID concern bullshit, closed on Wednesday, small class. They did away with all that shit a long time ago.
Like, that's nutty.
Just saying, it's the way they've been fucking rolling here. I mean, and honestly,
no, nobody actually gives a shit. No, like that.
I mean, you've got the few that are hardcore with the masks and whatnot. And honestly, after we got COVID, we kind of sloughed off the masks for a while too. It's like, yeah, we already got the shit. It's about as good of a vaccine.
I mean that, but like you're right now, like, so there's also the potentiality of getting it again.
Yeah, I know, but it's no different than the fucking vaccine.
I mean, I guess.
So the vaccine is no different than the fucking flu vaccine. Just because you get the flu vaccine doesn't mean you're immune to the flu. Fair. So, same. I mean, that's the way we look at it, the way we treated it. So, I mean, we sloughed off with the masks for a little while, but we got back to wearing them, you know, here and there. But like when I go to the gym and shit, I don't fucking wear a mask at the goddamn gym.
I mean, I wear mine as much as possible.
So. I get that, but you know, you also can't.
I mean, it's not even a state thing. It's just this consideration for everything going on. Like, that's last thing I want to do is, you know, bring this home.
Yeah.
You know,
I get that.
I've had family members already have it once.
But yeah, I don't know. Fucking. I don't know where the country is going to wind up going from here on the whole COVID situation or whatnot. It's, you know, there's just so much shit going on. Like I've said, you and I have talked in the past. I've mentioned it a couple of times. Like, there is just so much fucking shit just percolating under the surface. I still feel like this country.
I mean,
is fucking
it can be. I once again, I want to be part of the hopeful that it is not the case. So like, yeah, there's a lot of people, and especially if the media you consume wants to say, hey, this is what's going on, then yeah, no, things are scary out there. But like, I don't think it's that scary.
I don't know. It's interesting. There's just an awful lot of shit still, like I said, in my opinion, percolating under the surface that if a fraction of it comes to fucking light, like that, you know, a tender subject, if you will, or one that I'm very passionate about for me is the firearms, like you pointed out. You know, if that fucking, any portion of that fucking bill passes that Biden put into effect, That is
good. Dude, they can't even come together when it comes to getting the minimum wage to $15. That is such a small thing.
Yeah.
And yet still cannot be, they can't do it. It's impossible at this point now to get a minimum wage to fucking $15.
Oh, I thought that was a terrible idea.
Minimum wage to $15? Giving people more, letting people have more money? Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That seems strange.
Okay, so you're telling me that a burger flipper at McDonald's deserves to make as much money as a person who went to school for, say,
Dude,
CNA?
The way the system is, I'm not agreeing with the way the system is. I'm saying that everyone deserves an equal paying wage. I mean, as a person who also went to school and, you know, got a degree, did my stuff, did my things, was working at a government, you know, for working for the government, like, should have been making more money. Like, I was not making a livable wage doing something that people that at my equal fucking skill level were being paid infinitely more outside of where I was working, though I could not even work in those areas because of what I was doing. So, like, it...
Right. What I'm saying is, though, is that you went to school for your shit.
I did.
Right. Okay, so let's say hypothetically you get put on at a place who pays you for the fact that you went to school for your shit. You get on at, you know, $16 an hour. And then the government turns around to help everybody else in the brother and raises the minimum wage to $15 an hour. You're literally only making a dollar more an hour for all the collective school that you went through,
you know,
and had to,
yeah,
do.
Yeah, that's I'm still making a little bit more. And I would at that point be like, hey, is this going to also equate to me getting a wage increase? Hopefully. And if not, then I'm still making a dollar more than that. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do what I've been doing in most scenarios. Is if shit gets too bad in the spot I'm at, I'm going to start looking for a new job. But like so far, everything's been decent.
But see, here's the kicker, though. Like the only, but think of all the fucking mom and pop shops. They can't compete with those kind of fucking wages. There's no way that they can even remotely compare. So you're talking about fracturing and shutting down probably 75% to 80% of most small businesses.
That's the argument that's been when the minimum wage was going to be going to $10, but it's going to $12. That's not going to happen. It doesn't happen that way. It's never happened that way. You know what you do? You put that cost back into the product.
I realize
that's what you do. If you increase the wages of the employees, you put that amount back into the product that you're selling. Like when Papa John's was going to have to deal with having health insurance for all his employees, it was literally going to raise the price of all the pizza by a quarter. That's it. A quarter. Just to be able to have health care for all the employees. And he decided to sell them to go fuck themselves. But true, but the cost of the stuff. And people are still going to buy it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking in terms of like the boutique stores. I realize it's not
well, no,
so much
there are
that big
here
of a
in Cali,
thing out
like
there in Cali.
The other thing is that you also had like the problem isn't the $15 wage. The problem is the system that we have where we have Amazon and Walmart and Target and these bigger things that can just edge these people completely out. It's not the $15 wage that's going to kill them. It's the fact that, you know, a bigger place can do it cheaper.
I don't know. Like I said, I just think of the smaller town restaurants, a place where I live. Like I said, if they were to increase the wage to fucking $15 an hour,
it's
small
the federal minimum wage at
here,
that point.
It's done.
Right?
Like,
and then you still have right to work states. You still have other things like the work states. They don't give a fuck shit. Like, it's non-existent. So, like, I mean, yeah, I get in the scenario and like but like at once again you still just increase the prices of the food or what have you, not to mention your fucking waiters and waitresses probably do need to get paid more having to deal with the shit that they're dealing with. I'm not saying they're going to sit there and make six figures. It's $15 an hour, which yearly that much compared to things like you there's not much to afford even with the $15 an hour. If we were going off the numbers from the 1950s forward, the minimum wage should actually be like $22 an hour. And I'm not even considering where I live for $22 an hour. $22 an hour, kind of do stuff by myself. Throughout the country, $22 is fantastic in certain areas. Here in Southern Cali, but it should be a $22.
Yeah, no, $22 an hour here.
Right. I mean, and that's the same thing that
people are pretty good.
They were, you know. You got to think, if we're going off that 1950 standard, you can have a factory job, have a car, have a house, you know, have start a family, all with that whatever amount that they're, I mean, what is it, like fucking $5, $6, $10 an hour? Dude, and that stuff hasn't changed, though.
It probably wasn't even that.
Like, that's the problem.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just the amount of the cost of everything else. I mean, fucking gas, when I first got, you know, my driver's license, was like 99 cents a gallon. So it wasn't nothing for me to still drive a muscle car. And even then, I remember my dad telling me how much it was going to cost me in gas and all this shit. Because gas, when he fucking was growing up, was a nickel. And now gas right now fluctuates between $2.37 and $3 a gallon, depending on the fucking time of year.
And like, with that, though, like, if you don't raise the amount that people get paid, then what are we going to get? The gas price is still going to go up, food's still going to go up, things are still up, but if their wages are still stagnant, oh shit. And like, $15 isn't the most progressive amount that could be coming out of people right now, to be completely honest. It would be 20. Like, it would be a straight 20. It would be the most progressive number probably coming up, but that's impossible. The way our government's set up, it's
I still don't think, though, that the average small business, again, the ones around here, shit smaller than the
Papa John's. It's a franchise thing, Well, I was just making
a Papa John's, the fucking chain.
The greediness of the corporations that we have to contend with the mom and pop shops still have to contend with. Because you can go into mom and pop shop, but then Amazon made a shit ton of money during this whole thing. Why? It was just easier to get shit delivered for those who could afford it on several different cases.
Yeah. No, I wholeheartedly agree. But, you know, at the same point in time, you know, like I was trying to say is that, you know, the mom and pops can handle a small incremental of a yearly cost of increase. You know, they get a raise, shit like that. But you start talking, jumping $4, $5, $6 an hour raise, like per employee, you know, think of a contractor or something like that. Now his fucking, that contractor's bids have got to be through the fucking roof to be able to cover the wages he's got to dish out. And then that means they get less fucking bids.
I mean, you know?
I mean, it's a trickle effect. I mean, it is the wage, yes, but it's also the cost of shit that we have in this country. I mean, there should be no fundamental fucking reason why houses cost so much where you live versus here, other than there's more desire to live in the fucking Pacific Ocean than there is in Iowa.
Even in areas that would seem westful here are still more expensive by leaps and bounds than other parts of the country. The least desirable areas out here, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah. Yeah, and that's fucking absurd to me. Like, why? You know? I guess
between having a plane ride to the ocean to being able to drive 1.5 to 2 hours to the ocean, I guess. I don't know.
I think there's more than just the wage.
As much as I hate saying it, there is no one cure-all fix for a lot of these things. We have to do things incrementally, and the wage thing is one thing that they are trying for, but they're not going to get it. It's impossible. They were already fighting over whether or not it should be $1,400 that everybody gets or $600 after the promise was $2,000, but then the moment it came down to, like, let's try to do this, $1,400 to try to make it all $2,000, like, wait, what? The bait and switch on that was a bit much for me, and then we can't even get the 14 to go because there's enough people that are enough people and senators that are just like, fuck you, no. On something that should not even be a question at this point. With all the shit that has been this country's dealt with in the last year and a half.
Yeah. same point in time, though, you also have to take into consideration where is that money coming from. Our country is so fucking far in goddamn debt right now, it's not even funny. So we're just going to keep devaluing the dollar by just giving more dollars away. I mean, I understand the goodwill gesture in helping out people, and I think it's important to help out fucking people. But, like, there should be a conversation of what makes sense. And also, every one of those fucking senators and governors and Uncle fucking Sniffy that is taking their $200,000 and $300,000, you know, a month fucking salary. And banking
those are the people that are making the decision on whether or not, you know, people that are the good old Americans and the hardworking Americans are getting those. And funny enough, those are the same people telling them no. So as much as you want to call him Uncle Sniffy, he's still trying to get people money in their pockets so that can actually have that, have people being able to buy shit. But there's enough people that are just saying no, which is funny. The people that are usually saying no have ours next to their name. And it's not because they have ours next to their name. They're the ones that are consistently saying no to giving people money. Yeah. Also, which is funny, is that usually those are those people that come from the ours next to their name states are the consistently the most poorest states in the United States. So, there are states, if we wanted to do this whole let's run the country like a businessman kind of thing, South Dakota, I'm pretty sure, could just disappear and it would be a net positive to the federal government. But that's not how things happen. That's not how we do things. You know, so we can't have that. Yeah. It's not an option. I'm pretty sure Kennedy wouldn't take fucking South Dakota or North Dakota or Montana. Whatever.
Yeah, but they got Sturgis, man. They got Sturgis.
Whatever.
You haven't lived until you've seen a big-breasted whore fucking catch a hot dog in your mouth 30 miles an hour.
You know what I'm going to go do, right? I'm going to go to that fucking super spreader event and go watch that shit happen. I bet I'd be the main part of the show. I'm pretty sure I would be.
Why are you going to try and catch hot dogs in your mouth 30 miles an hour? Oh, no.
Are you sure about that?
Not that kind of a rally, my guy. Not that kind of a rally. Okay. Yeah, I'm very sure about that. Contrary to popular belief, brothers ride motorcycles, too.
Yeah. That doesn't mean they're going to be at the Sturgis. And that doesn't mean they're not going to be kind of like the ones that also.
Honestly, if I was to say whoever was the most likely to get fucking bludgeoned to death and left bleeding in the moonlight is the motherfuckers who have their bikes trailered in and then unload them like they just came in off the fucking road. The businessmen, those are the motherfuckers that are most likely to get the snot knocked out of them with their BMW bikes. Like, yeah,
I mean, that would be just pretty, that sounds funny to
2 miles outside
of
town.
I'm okay with that. Like,
that's a thing. And all of the hardcore bikers who like rode from Florida and Arizona and Maine and shit like that, like they still have cockroaches, but fucking grasshoppers and shit embedded in the pores on their face. And they haven't regained feeling yet to their testicles.
I'll be a little frustrated by that.
And this, it's just one of those things. So the poser bikers, that those are the more high value targets at that kind of an event. But it is by no means a racist event. It's almost like
Woodstock. I believe the child is either agreeing with you or calling you a big fat fucking liar. I don't know which. Oh, wow. Oh, see, no, that's bad.
I think she said, wow. That's what she said. Well, she's
that's
like,
fair.
I'm breastfed.
That's
you just
fair.
Talked about big boobies all over the place. I want to go.
But yeah. I mean, we still haven't talked about really.
What else you got there?
I don't want to talk about some of the things because I know you're just going to start fucking lambasting for no reason about shit that doesn't deserve to be lambasted. I mean, there's notable deaths. they're still.
I got a topic for you then. How's that?
Besides Soleimani getting killed, which was annoying, we still had the country being shut down on Pi Day. I did go to Hawaii for that weekend. Fuck happened in April. I don't even remember. COVID stuff. It was just all COVID stuff, and then more people died, and an election still happened. There was a Super Bowl in which Shakira sounded like a goat. I remember. Yeah, her and J-Lo, man.
They did the Super Bowl. I didn't even remember, honestly, Shakira being at the fucking Super Bowl.
Yeah. No, this really? Year was The Weeknd.
Oh, that was 2020. Okay, yeah, I thought you were talking about this year.
Which I mean, I remember watching that, and I was just like, okay. The fuck is this? What is happening right now?
Gotcha. Hey, I'm gonna hit the pause button for a minute so I can go deliver baby to Boogie. So you want to do a our commercial or the?
I'm good.
All right, sounds good.
And this, ladies and gentlemen, is why they hate us.